You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Wednesday, August 5, 2026. Unstoppable Momentum. What Williams gains from its acquisition of Momentum Midstream. Published by Housley Carr. The Haynesville Shale is the nation's third largest natural gas producer, and the onshore play closest to most of the U.S.'s existing and planned LNG export capacity. Those facts make the gas pipelines between the Haynesville and the Gulf Coast critically important and valuable assets, a reality Williams Co.'s just affirmed with its newly announced agreement to acquire Momentum Midstream for $5.5 billion. In today's RBN blog, we'll examine the transaction, two simultaneously unveiled pipeline expansion projects, and what it all means for Williams, Haynesville gas producers, and LNG exporters. We'll also discuss the unusual history of Momentum, a private equity-backed entity now in its sixth iteration in 22 years. As we said earlier this year in Southbound, the Haynesville Shale in North Louisiana and East Texas is one of the most consequential gas basins in the U.S., especially as LNG exports along the Gulf Coast continue to grow. While the Appalachian Basin is the largest gas producer, and the Permian the fastest growing, the Haynesville stands out for three significant reasons. Number 1. Its location puts it in a sweet spot, nestled close to Gulf Coast LNG export facilities and well-positioned to serve rising power demand across the Southeast. Number 2. Unlike the Permian and Appalachian basins, the Haynesville isn't boxed in by infrastructure and pipeline constraints. It has spare pipeline capacity, though that does not mean that all the gas can get to the most ideal markets, which means producers can ramp up output in the near term without waiting for new infrastructure. Number 3. The basin is extremely responsive to Henry Hub prices, perhaps more so than any other basin in the U.S. When prices are high, production climbs. When prices are low, it pulls back. That makes the Haynesville one of the country's most effective swing producers. Williams already was a leading midstream player in the region before the August 3 announcement that it is acquiring Momentum Midstream, aka M6 Midstream LLC, more on that in a minute, from primary private equity backer NCAP Flatrock Midstream, Momentum's management team and other investors for about $3.5 billion of cash and debt considerations and $2 billion of Williams equity. The deal is expected to close later this year. Williams owns and operates the 174-mile, 1.8 BCF per day Louisiana Energy Gateway, or LAG, which runs from northwestern Louisiana to the gas hub in Gillis, Louisiana. LEG finally came online in Q3 2025 after an extended legal battle with Energy Transfer, a scuffle worth a blog in itself. Williams also owns the 10,000-mile Transco system, which moves vast amounts of gas through coastal Texas and Louisiana, home to a long list of existing, under-construction, and planned LNG export terminals. Acquiring Momentum Midstream will give Williams a high-value set of gas gathering and transmission assets in the Haynesville to Gulf Coast region. These include 1. The 1.3 BCF per day DD pipeline system, which gathers gas and shuttles it to gas hubs in Bethel and Carthage, Texas. 2. The 1 BCF per day Clarity pipeline, which moves gas to power generation, industrial and LNG export customers in the Houston and Sabine Pass areas. And 3. The 1.75 BCF per day New Generation Gas Gathering Pipeline, NG3, which, like Williams LEG, transports gas to the Gillis Hub, a key distribution point for gas flowing to LNG export terminals and other large customers in southwestern Louisiana and southeastern Texas. As Williams said, Momentum's Haynesville platform adds more than 4,000 miles of pipe and over 1 million dedicated acres within four key gathering areas with a combined capacity of 6 BCF per day, multiple processing and treating facilities and three take-or-pay pipelines capable of transporting 4.05 BCF per day, serving the Haynesville and key demand markets. All in, the Williams/Momentum Midstream combination will be the largest gas gatherer in the Haynesville Shale, with an astounding 11.6 BCF per day of gathering capacity. It will have more than 3.5 BCF per day of takeaway capacity into Gillis, LEG plus NG3, and 1 BCF per day into Houston/Sabine Pass, Clarity, and, of course, the capacity on the Transco system. One more thing, Williams has about 120 BCF of gas storage capacity in the region, most of it at salt cavern sites with high injection and withdrawal capabilities, and is building more. See Rock and Roll All Night for details. As part of its Momentum Midstream announcement, Williams also said it is planning two major pipeline projects in the area. The first is the Shelby Trough Connector, a new expansion to Williams's leg system into the Haynesville Shelby Trough production area, where operators are targeting deep, high-pressure gas reservoirs with horizontal wells. That pipeline, with a targeted in-service date, or ISD, of Q2 2028, will have an initial capacity of 750 million cubic feet per day but could be expanded to up to 1.5 BCF per day later. The second project is the Delta Access Expansion, number 2, a planned $1.5 billion, 2.25 BCF per day expansion of Williams's Transco system in southwestern Louisiana that will enable more gas to reach power and LNG export customers. That project is expected to start up in Q1 2029. Also, as we said in Stronger last fall, Williams has entered into a strategic partnership with Woodside Energy to invest in the three-train, 16.5 million tons per annum, or 2.2 BCF per day, Louisiana LNG project near Lake Charles and the associated Line 200 gas pipeline. Under the agreement, Williams acquired a 10% ownership interest in the planned LNG export facility and an 80% stake in the 3.1 BCF per day Line 200, which by Q2 2028 will run from the Gillis Hub to the Louisiana LNG site. Woodside reached a final investment decision, or FID, on Louisiana LNG in April 2025. Williams also has entered into an offtake agreement for 1.5 million tons per annum, 0.2 BCF per day, of Louisiana LNG's output. We hinted earlier that Momentum Midstream is no ordinary midstreamer. In fact, since its co-founding in 2004 by Chairman Bill Pritchard and CEO Frank Suru, the company has had a total of 6 iterations, referred to by Momentum as M1 through M6, each of which involved a cycle of buying and or building midstream assets, with private equity backing, optimizing their operation, then flipping them to others. There's been some evolution in Momentum Midstream's private equity backing over time. Ridgemont Equity Partners and York Partners were the primary backers of M1, M2, M3 and M5, while NCAP Flatrock Midstream took the lead role in M4 and M6, the latter of which started up 4 years ago. M6, the iteration being sold to Williams, started out in September 2022 with the acquisition of 2 sets of midstream assets in the Haynesville: Midcoast Energy's East Texas business, which owned an extensive gathering and transmission system in the play, volume at the time, 1.5 BCF per day, and Align Midstream, which had a 600 MMC/D gathering system near Midcoasts. The same month, M6 took FID on the NG3 pipeline project we just discussed. Then, in April 2025, NCAP merged its Clear Fork Midstream portfolio company into M6. Clear Fork owned the 500 million cubic feet per day Holly gathering system in northern Louisiana, which now delivers gas to NG3. Nothing's been said yet about a possible M7, but we wouldn't bet against it. Much as gathering systems assemble gas volumes for larger takeaway pipelines, entrepreneurial entities like Momentum Midstream and their investors find opportunities to assemble and optimize midstream assets and then, if all goes to plan, attract the attention of larger midstream players like Williams. The deal we discussed today will enable Williams to significantly expand its already important role in one of the most important energy corridors in one fell swoop. As Momentum Suru put it, "This sale validates our thesis that demand for U.S. hydrocarbons domestically and abroad will continue to grow, and assets like what we've built at M6 are critical to meet that need." Unstoppable Momentum was written by Joe Satriani and appears as the first song on his studio album of the same name. The song is a rock-slash-jazz fusion jam featuring Satriani's guitar prowess with some synthesizer flourishes from keyboardist Mike Keneally. Personnel on the record were Joe Satriani, guitar, keyboards, Mike Keneally, keyboards, synthesizer, Chris Cheney bass, and Vinny Colaiuta, drums. The album, Unstoppable Momentum, was recorded in 2012-13 at Skywalker Sound in San Rafael, California, and Studio 21 in San Francisco. Produced by Joe Satriani and Mike Frazier, it was released in May 2013 and went to number 1 on the Billboard Hard Rock Albums chart and number 42 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart. No singles were released from the LP. As a side note, bassist Chris Cheney is currently playing with AC/DC on their Power Up tour. Joe Satriani is an American rock guitarist, composer, record producer, and songwriter. Early in his career, he was a guitar instructor in Berkeley, California. Some of his students were Steve Vai, Kirk Hammett from Metallica, Charlie Hunter, and Alex Skolnick of Testament and Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Satriani also played in the Greg Kinn Band and did backing vocals on Crowded House's debut studio album. In 1987, he released his second studio album, Surfing with the Alien, which went to number 29 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart and was certified platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. He has released 18 studio albums, 5 live albums, 4 compilation albums, and 3 EPs. Satriani founded the G3 Concert Tours, which featured a rotating cast of 3 noted guitarists. In 2010, he joined the supergroup Chickenfoot, which included vocalist Sammy Hagar, bassist Michael Anthony, drummer Chad Smith, and Satriani on guitar. They released 2 LPs. He will be touring with Hagar Anthony Satriani Aronoff at various venues through September.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.